A bit of a different sound for you on this episode of the OHL podcast. Instead of a lengthy feature interview, we get a chance to hear from three players who were a part of the 1982 Memorial Cup Championship team with the Kitchener Rangers. And it just so happens that all three of these players went on to win Stanley Cups, one of them multiple times, and two of them are now in the Hockey Hall of Fame as well. They are shorter interviews because when the Kitchener Rangers celebrated the 1982 Memorial Cup team before a game this season, it was a bit of a whirlwind. So me and my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, caught up with as many players as we could. We ended up connecting with eight different players for conversations about their memories, etc. And I've plunked three of them together for you here so you can get a sense of what winning that championship more than 40 years ago meant to these guys. And in the case of one of them, I'm pretty sure it was Brian Bellows' first time back at the Memorial Auditorium since he played for the team back in the early 1980s. So you will hear from Bellows, who was the captain of that 82 team and, of course, went on to win a Stanley Cup with the Montreal Canadiens after being drafted second overall by the Minnesota North Stars. Gord Kluzak went before Bellows in that 82 NHL draft. Same draft was Scott Stevens, who went fifth that year to the Washington Capitals. And Stevens, of course, would go on to win multiple Stanley Cups with the New Jersey Devils. And as it turns out, Paul Fixter, my broadcast partner on Kitchener Rangers games on City News 570, played minor hockey in Kitchener with Scott Stevens. Yeah, their careers went in slightly different directions, didn't they? And then finally, Al MacInnis and that legendary slapshot. MacInnis was full of stories, a Stanley Cup winner, of course, with the Calgary Flames. But how did he develop that slap shot, and what was it about the car that he owned while a member of the Kitchener Rangers, and what happened to that car? Lots of great stories with Al MacInnis as well. So all of that packaged together for you here, and you can get a sense of some of the memories of junior hockey with three guys that went on to lengthy pro careers, multiple Stanley Cups between them, and even the Hockey Hall of Fame. Here's Brian Bellows, Scott Stevens, and Al MacInnis. Well, Brian, I guess we have to start with being back in this building. Do you even recognize it anymore?
Well, I think you still recognize, like, the inside, the feeling, the immensity of it. It really is a large, great building, but it's got great feel.
What did it mean for you to put the C on your jersey for the Kitchener Rangers?
At the time, really nervous. You know, I was, a young player, and I took it over from Russ Adams, but you know, I was very fortunate. You know, I had guys like Joe McDonnell, Kevin Casey that were there from the year before that really kind of helped that, you know, the process. So, because if you don't have the older guys, Grant Martin and Steve Larmer, help me out, then it wouldn't have worked.
You got to go to back-to-back Memorial Cups. The first time you fall a little bit short, how did that help you the next time around in 82?
Well, I think the next time, you know, we came, everybody says in sports you have to lose before you win. And even though it hurts, you realize that it's everyone can pat you on the back for getting a Memorial Cup. But it's an empty feeling when you don't win. And that's what you learn. So when we went back the next year, we were very determined. And I think our team was rounded out even more. And, you know, we had, let's face it, we had the Twin Towers we added too. We had Stevens and Shaw. It's not a bad, it's a pretty solid defense. You know, it was great.
You talk about those teams. Can you, and you're getting a chance to catch up with so many of them here this weekend. Tell me more about the connection between these players.
Well, we were close. I think the most interesting thing for me was I showed up and we had the three East Coast guys. You know, so we had, kudos to Mike Benny. He was ahead of his time in drafting them. You know, Wendell Young, Mike Eagles, and Al MacInnis. And I remember the four of us would always, you know, walk across and go to Dairy Queen. I just said that. I go, my God, Dairy Queen is still there. And, you know, that was great. And then you just create connections. I sent it to Grant. I said, Grant, I still remember your dad. You know, he called him Smokey. He would come down with a moose. And he lived with a family, and dad was a butcher, and he'd carve it up, and we'd have a big party at Grant's house. I remember, you know, Al MacInnis getting his first car. We nicknamed it the Bomba, and he drove it to his billet's house and went to start it up again and went on fire. So, you know, it's funny. You remember all these little things that you that maybe you'd never think about when you get surrounded by the guys. That's the kind of stuff you remember, is those kind of fun moments, not necessarily, oh, you know, how did we beat Ottawa? You know, you come back, and that's goes back to the character and of the team. And for me, I've been on, you know, some other teams won, and great teams are made of really good people. And if you don't have good people, you're not necessarily going to have a great team. And I think when I talk about, you know, they rounded out the team with really good people, and that made a big difference.
Al MacInnis shared with me earlier that those 2 years, 81 and 82, you guys lost a combined 3 playoff games. Yeah. How does that land with you?
Well, you know, I in some ways I want to say I'm surprised. In some ways I'm not, just because, I mean, you look at our defense. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, three guys have played almost 20 years in the NHL each. And you got Joe Lavette, Joe McDonnell, you had Savard. I mean, you had a combination of everything back there. And then you have Wendell and Ned. I mean, and as we all know from, you know, I won a Stanley Cup in Montreal in front of Patrick Waugh. Yeah, and great defense. And, yeah, and it's nice to score the goals. But if you don't have the backside, you're not winning.
I wanted to ask about that, too. I'm not even sure it's worth comparison, but you've won them both, the Memorial Cup, the Stanley Cup. Is there any comparison? Do you favor one over another?
I think you don't favor it. They're both, you know, very sweet spots in your life. And I think, if anything, the Memorial Cup happened sooner, you know, for us, because we just got there, and all of a sudden we're in the finals. You lose, and then you win the next year, and then you're on. And so maybe you don't think about it until later in your NHL career is done. But then it still has great importance, and I still have friends every year Memorial Cup comes on. They show the picture of me accepting the cup. They send it to me. The NHL is a little different in the sense that, you know, you start to realize how much work goes into it, how long it takes. And I think I was in my 11th year. Whereas in junior, you have a finite amount of time. It happens or it doesn't. And we were fortunate that, you know, they had a great draft day, and they just grabbed a lot of great players.
I hope you had a chance to walk through the concourse here and
haven't.
There's, because there, you're on the wall hoisting that Memorial Cup. You have left an indelible impression on this organization, Brian.
I always say we, because, like I said, you know, I showed up with the three other guys in the East Coast, and when we first started that year, the first year we went to Memorial Cup, I mean, attendance is like 3,000, maybe 2,500, 3,000. And all I know is by the last 15, 20 games of the year, there were 7,000 plus. And that's when we saw, okay, guys, if we can perform, the people are there, they're going to come, they're going to watch us. And that is really exciting.
It's so great to have you back. I know you're busy today. Thanks for making time for this.
Anytime. Thanks.
I'm really pleased to be joined by Hockey Hall of Famer Scott Stevens. And Scott, how much fun are you guys having reminiscing from your Memorial Cup team from 82?
We're having a lot of fun. It's so nice. You know, it's been years since we've seen each other, but it's almost like we haven't missed a beat. You know, the stories, the laughter, the guys hanging out, and it's been a lot of fun to catch up, and we're going to have a nice special day here watching the game, and it's been good for the wives to catch up and see each other. So it's been excellent. The Rangers have done a wonderful job in looking after us and making us feel right at home. So, but it's you can tell when you start getting back and seeing the guys and talking, you can tell why we were a special group, and we were a really quality OHL hockey club that won the Memorial Cup, and you see why. A lot of good players, a lot of good people.
Scott, how special was it for a Kitchener kid to not only play on the local team, but to actually win with the local team?
It was exciting because I grew up watching the Kitchener Rangers. I used to come to all the games, so I knew the guys before me. And then to come here and play in my hometown, I played Junior B for the Rangers, and then to be drafted and play for them, and to be part of the first Memorial Cup team in Kitchener's history has been winning team has been awesome. Really pretty exciting for a hometown guy.
You mentioned Junior B. I tell this story to this day that I got to play Junior B with Scott Stevens, and that was a real treat. And we could tell at that age that Scott Stevens was special. How special was your entire career, Hockey Hall of Fame, culminating with that, but also the Stanley Cups along the way and the great longevity that you had?
It was awesome. I mean, it's all I wanted to do. Like every other kid born in Canada, you just want to make the NHL and play. And And then, you know, to win Stanley Cups and be in the Hall of Fame, it's pretty amazing. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way my career went. It, you know, I couldn't have asked for more. But like I said, I was pretty determined, you know, and I kind of had my heart set on what I was going to do. And I was fortunate to get it done and have a good long career in the National Hockey League.
You got into coaching briefly. How did you enjoy that? And was it difficult to be a coach after being such an exceptional player?
Yeah, there's no question. I wish I could go out there and do it for them. But, you know, I do love teaching the game. I do like the X's and O's of the game. It was fun to work with the defensemen. I did like that. But, you know, everything takes time. And, you know, we only have so much time. So it was time to step away. But I enjoyed trying that and doing some of the coaching. And I was an analyst for the network for a bit, which was fun. So I love the game. It's a great game. The game's changed a lot, but I still think it's the best sport out there.
You mentioned the changes in the game, and it certainly has changed. What do you think the biggest change in your mind in today's game versus when you played?
Well, the physicality. You know, I know it can't be the same as it was, but I have to say I was pretty proud to play in the era I played in, because of how tough it was to play the game. And we don't want to lose too much of that. I know we have to be safer. We got to think about people's careers and concussions, but we got to still keep that compete and that difficulty of playing the game and to winning championships. So, but the game's faster. There's no question about it. You know, it's more of a territorial game. Get the pucks into certain areas. Get them out as quick as you can. When we played, it was a little more east-west because you had the red line and you had to make those plays, and those plays weren't easy. But nowadays, it's a little easier to get from one zone to the other with one pass. So it's become faster and a quicker game, but maybe not as creative as it was.
Are you still involved in the game in any way?
No, I'm not. No, I just watch a bit and I just stay busy, and I enjoy my free time and doing things that I haven't had a chance to do in the past.
You're living in the New Jersey area. Are you still involved with the Devils alumni in any way?
No. I sort of kind of step back and just enjoying it. I watch some hockey on TV. I enjoy staying home and watching games on TV. I enjoy the outdoors. I like to hunt and fish. And we have a couple grandchildren, which are in Wisconsin. So we have two boys, which is fun. So I'm looking forward to getting them on skates and seeing what they can do at some point when they get a little older.
I mentioned this to a few people. I don't know if people realize, off that team, Bellows went 2, you went 5, and Shaw went 13. That's 3 guys drafted in the first round when there was only 21 teams in the league. How special is that group of players?
It's amazing. And you look at the talent we had on that team, and I don't know. I'd like to, if you put the numbers together, I don't know if there would be a team that had as many guys go on and play in the National League for a short period of time or for a long period of time. It was a pretty special team. You know, and there's no question, like you said, it's pretty amazing how many first-rounders we had on that team. Just a special group.
Any final comments you'd like to make to the fans that are listening here today?
Oh, gosh. Well, no, I mean, hey, it's a wonderful game. Best game in the world. There's no question about the game of hockey. And just enjoy it and have fun. And you know, hopefully we get another championship here at Memorial Cup in Kitchener soon.
Really nice catching up with you. All the best, and you look like you could still play.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you very much, Paul.
Al MacInnis joins us in the broadcast booth. Thank you very much for being here, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a great couple of days, and renewed a lot of good friendships and old stories, and we're actually a lot better today than we were back 42 years ago.
I don't know about that.
Well, some of you look like you can still play,
no
that's
kidding.
For sure, Al. Al, what's your fondest memory from your time here in Kitchener?
Well, there's no question the fondest memory is winning the Memorial Cup. And we had an unbelievable run the first year I was here. And, you know, we were in last place, I think, in November. And we get on a roll and got some momentum, and we ended up going to the Memorial Cup our first year. And losing that Memorial Cup game left a little bit of scar with us, and our only mission the following year was to get back there and win it. And as you know, in junior, it's a hard trophy to win. It's a hard championship. You only got a certain amount of time, and we were able to get back there and win it. And that's why we remain friends today, is because of the Memorial Cup.
Paul and I were talking before the game. We're both from Kitchener, so probably biased. And you played for the team, so maybe a bit of bias. But you and I had a chance to chat briefly before the game, Al. I think there's an argument to be made. All the players that went to the NHL, you're one of a few that won Stanley Cups. You're in the Hockey Hall of Fame. There could be an argument made that that 81-82 Kitchener Rangers team is one of the best junior hockey has seen.
Well, you certainly got a good argument for sure. You know, you'd have to look at some other teams, but it's amazing. And I say this all the time as you get older and you realize how important it is to win in the playoffs. And even from my own personal experience, I broke my wrist my first year. I only played, just over 40 games. And because we went on a playoff run, playing in those playoff series, going into Sault Ste. Marie, going into Windsor, going into these places, and scouts watching us, in a big battles. And how does a player come through those situations? And we all went through that for 2 years. Everybody got way more exposure. And if we didn't win those playoffs, like just 40 games wouldn't have been enough probably to get drafted in the first round. But because we won in the playoffs, everybody got way more exposure. And that's, to me, is the most important thing.
What was it that Mike Penny said to entice you and your two teammates that came from the East Coast to come to Kitchener?
Well, I mean, it's how he found out about us, believe it or not, was my brother came to training camp here. And he was friends with Doug Sullivan when Doug played here. And somebody it was actually Doug's father struck up a conversation with Mike Penny. And he says, yeah, you got Paul McGinnis in camp. But he says, his younger brother's a pretty good player, too. And he plays out in the Saskatchewan Tier 2 League. And I think Mike Penny told Doug Sullivan's father, keep that. So Mike went out and scouted myself in Regina with the Pat Blues, and he found out, like, Mike, he's a detailed guy. He finds out Mike Eagles is playing for the Wilcox team out there. So he went out and scouted us, and the rest is history. But Mike came down to my hometown, and he's got a great story. We had a big golden retriever. And Mike was saying, I'll get down there around 5 o'clock. So he wouldn't get out of the car, but I could hear the alarm go off. The dog was barking outside. But Mike, you know, he's an honest guy. He told me the way he was going to build a team, what he had there, what he had coming. He even talked about a young defenseman in Kitchener by the name of Scott Stevens that we're going to take in the next year's draft if he's available, and he's going to be a star player for us. And he basically said, we're going to have a championship team, and that's all I needed to hear, and it was the best move I've ever made.
You mentioned a car. Brian Bellows mentioned a car at the beginning of this game, La Bomba.
That was the nickname for it. It was an old Ford Falcon. And it was a two-door, and I was as proud as a peacock. I finally got my first car, and I paid $500 for it off a personal guy here in Kitchener, and I drove it back to our billet families, Mary and Howard Allens, and I ran in the house, and I said to Wendell and Mike Eagles, Wendell Young, we all live together, I go, guys, we got to go for a drive. This thing's a beauty. So we get out in the car, and Mike Eagles gets in the back seat. Wendell jumps in the front seat. I get in the driver's side, and I start it, and all of a sudden there was this big puff of flames come out of the hood of the car, and then I get out, I jump out, open up the hood, and there's flames everywhere. Wendell jumps out, and now Mike Eagles is stuck in the back seat, and all we could see was Mike banging on the window, let me out, let me out. But that was the end of the car. I couldn't fix it anymore. I didn't have the funds or the money to fix it, and it lasted 2 hours. But that's a true story.
I have to say, you're not the only McInnes that played here. Yeah. Your brother, I played a little bit with your brother Rob, and then your son Ryan played here. Yes. How cool is that to have your son play where Dad played?
Yeah, it was a great experience for him, and I loved coming up, watching him play, and getting the same experience that I had here in front of the greatest junior fans in Canada. And Ryan had a wonderful time here. He represented the Rangers in the CHL Prospect game. He represented the Rangers in the World Junior. He had success here. He was a second-round draft pick. And most of all, believe it or not, he met his wife here. And how that worked out was him and the import at the time, Gusta Franzen, became really good friends. And when Gustav's girlfriend would come over from Sweden to visit, she didn't like to travel alone, so she brought her best friend with her, who was Hannah Fritzen. And sure enough, the rest is history. So that's where Ryan met his wife here in Kitchener. So how could it go wrong?
Amazing, amazing. Just before we let you go, Al, I know you've been back in the building several times, obviously through your work in the game, but back today, this weekend, in a different way. What's it like coming back into this arena and the memories that it evokes?
It's unbelievable. Like, first of all, when you get together with the guys you won with, we think back, it can't be 42 years. Like, that's hard to, like, and nobody can think, is it that long ago, you know? But you see the same atmosphere, you see the same energy. And really, for me, it really was an unbelievable path for my career and how it developed and how it went. And like I said earlier, guys, if we don't go to the Memorial Cup Finals, 40 games is not enough to get drafted in the first round. So I look back at the different decisions I've made in my life, and this one here coming to Kitchener was maybe the most important one I ever made.
It is absolutely incredible to catch up with you. We could go on forever, but we only get so much time in our
I want to ask about the slap shot where that came from.
Okay, let's do it. Come on. Well, yeah. We got extra time with
that. Yeah, so anyways, that's an easy one. So my father was one of the two gentlemen that worked in my hometown arena. And my mother didn't like him closing up late at night because my dad was getting up there in age. So I would go down and help him close up the rink. Well, I would walk around, all the way around, collecting sticks that I might be able to use, pucks that I used to, you know, pick up. And by the end of the hockey season, I probably had 250, 300 pucks collected, right? So I would take them home, and all summer long, I would shoe them against my dad's barn. Never did I think it was ever going to be my, you know, ticket to get to the NHL. I was doing it for pastime. When you grow up in a town of 700 people, you're looking for things to do. You can only spend so much time on the beach. You can only ride your bike with your friends for so long. I would shoot the puck. I would shoot, I don't know, maybe 1,000, 2,000 pucks a day just to pass the time. And I'll tell you a quick story. Not long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I had my whole family. I have four children. We all went down to my hometown, and he brought up my brother Rob, who played here, and you played with him. So he was telling my oldest boy at the time, and he was looking at the barn, and he told my oldest boy, he goes, you know what? When I was younger, I used to watch your father shoot puck after puck after puck in the barn, and I used to say to myself, what an idiot. And he turned to my oldest son, Carson, and he goes, you know, just to be clear, I was the idiot.
That small maritime town, though, Al, first NHL game you saw live was?
Well, the one I played in.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was great. Like, I felt the NHL was on another planet. Like, I really did. We all have dreams in Canada growing up to play in the NHL. But the first game I ever saw live was against the Colorado Avalanche in the old Calgary, the old building in Calgary.
The Corral.
And that was my first game I watched live, and I played in it. And I was like, you know, we couldn't afford to go to a game in Montreal. We couldn't afford to go to a game in Toronto. It just didn't happen. And that's small town for you, and dreams do come true.
An unparalleled career, a long-lasting forever Kitchener Ranger. Al MacInnis, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jag and Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.